Mainstream Mental Health Radio
with Dr. John Huber.
What do you think you are, crazy or something? Well, you're not.
We're on a mission from God.
News, issues revolving around mental health.
Dr. John Huber, a mental health professional for over 20 years, the chairman for Mainstream Mental Health, a clinical forensic psychologist, and a psychology professor at Texas State University. Breaking the silence of mental health, one day at a time, discussing the human condition, providing a sounding board for mental health issues, and making mental health mainstream.
You got a gift, my friend.
Now it's time for Mainstream Mental Health Radio.
Let the healing begin.
With Dr. John Huber. To Mainstream Mental Health Radio with your host, Dr. John Huber. Check us out on social media. Google Plus, Mainstream Mental Health. Instagram, at Mainstream Mental Health. Twitter, at Mainstream MENTL. And search for Mainstream Mental Health on Facebook. Please tune in every week to Mainstream Mental Health Radio with your host, Dr. John Huber.
Just a reminder, you're listening to Mainstream Mental Health Radio, and I'm your host, Dr. John Huber. Now, we're always worried about physical fitness. We talk about a lot of things going on with our bodies physically, but here at Mainstream Mental Health Radio, we're also worried about our mental health, obviously by our name. But how do we know? I mean, where's the benchmark? You know, when we're worried about physical fitness, we can talk about, oh, I can run a mile under 8 minutes and those types of things. So how do we find out where we stand and where our mental fitness score is? Well, to answer that question, we have Rena Jadhav, who is a Harvard-educated MBA, who took control of her own serious health issues after doctors actually failed her. And so with that, I'd like to introduce Rena. Rena, thank you for coming on our show.
I'm thrilled to be here, Dr. Huber. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Well, can you give us a Reader's Digest version of what was going on that made you decide to tackle such a daunting task, really, to find out where we're at mentally?
Absolutely. You know, I had two health crises. I'm 48 now. I had my first one, colon cancer, at 35. And then I had my second big health crisis at 45. I ended up with 28 symptoms. The doctors couldn't figure it out. I was losing weight pretty rapidly, and it got to the point where, having lived in the hospital for, I'd say, close to 4 or 5 months, and them basically saying to me, here's some antidepressants, here's prednisone, sort of, we don't find anything wrong with you, go away. I realized, Dr. Huber, that I had to take charge of my own health, or basically I could call it quits and die. And I had two children, and I wasn't ready to call it quits yet. So I started this journey. 18 months later, I had completely reversed every symptom. I was back to my original weight, and I was happier than I'd ever been my whole life. And it hit me that had I known in my teens, in my 20s, in my 30s, when I had my kids, how easy it was actually to get to this incredible place of joy, I wouldn't have spent my whole life with all these issues and symptoms. And so God's been very grateful to, you know, gracious to me. I'm very grateful for what I've been blessed with, and I had the opportunity to make this into my mission, and that's what I do now. You know, I'm financially well off where I don't need to do this for money, and I have decided that my mission in life is to share with whoever will listen to me how easy it is to actually get to a great place of happiness and joy and health.
Well, we're here. So,
thank you for listening.
Yes. Okay. Well, help me, you know, understand what the process is to find out what our mental health level is, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, before we dive into a quiz, I made up this little quiz.
Okay.
Put it up front. It's a unscientific quiz. It was created based on my experiences and the 75 interviews that I've done on my podcast. I have a podcast called Healthier. It's on iTunes, et cetera. You can check it out. It has the most renowned people out there have been interviewed, from Mark Hyman to Furman to Gundry, the Dawson Church, And so distilling the information from those interviews as well as my own experience is how I created this quiz, even though it is not scientific. But with that said, I would give a little caveat, which is the big insight, the big aha for me, Dr. Huber, was that we treat the mind like it's something different, but it's not. It's no different than any other muscle, meaning we have gotten mentally fat and obese and out of shape and flabby and lazy. Because while we've been working out, you know, so much on our physical bodies, we've sort of ignored the mind completely as if it's some foreign object that we don't really understand. But in fact, the mind is absorbing every single thing based on what you eat, what you see, what you smell, what you hear, what you feel. Those things feed the mind. So as I joke, if you're going to watch crap, eat crap, hang out with crappy people, guess how you're going to feel?
Crappy.
You feel joy, exactly. So it's a very simple equation. Like, this is not rocket science. I think we've made it complex. And one of the other insights I had was that, in fact, getting to a great place of joy is so simple. It's just it's a little bit of change, which people hate. Everybody hates change. But if you're willing to make the effort, it's actually really easy, and you can be joyous when you wake up. You can be joyous when you sleep, and nothing will bother you. All right, should we dive into the quiz?
Let's go.
All right. So here's the quiz. I'm going to ask 10 questions, and at the end of it, we're going to score. And the scoring is based on three categories, right? So based on yes or no, you're only answering a yes or no in your mind. We're going to tally it all up. And then you're either going to be the boss, which is a mental rock star, or you're going to be the intern, which is kind of a mental mid-star, or you're going to be the janitor, which is a mental rookie. So let's dive right in. So all you're doing right now is answering yes or no to these questions. So question number one, do you laugh at least three times each day with genuine glee, not fake? You can't be, you know how sometimes we laugh artificially at our coworkers' jokes? Like, no, no. You genuinely feel good and you laugh and you feel joy in small things. So yes or no? Can you think of on a daily basis that you laugh easily? Kind of that's the gist of the question.
Okay.
So yes or no. Number two, do you have the willpower to say no to that extra brownie that you know you shouldn't take, or that drink, or that smoke, or that double cheeseburger 90% of the time? So do you have the willpower to say no, which means your mind kind of goes along when you say no, it kind of follows instructions, or do you give in to your indulgences very frequently? So that's question number two, yes or no. Keep track, yes or no. Number three.
Writing them down.
Do you get at least 7 hours of deep restorative sleep every night? And we're talking 7 hours of deep sleep, which means you can't wake up four times in the middle of the night and call that restorative, right? It's not. So do you get that at least, again, you know, I always say it's 80-20 rule, 80%. So 5 out of 7 days you get good, solid sleep, yes or no. Number four, do you view social media plus television plus Netflix, so you're accounting for all of these together, for less than 2 hours a day? So basically, if you're watching an hour and a half of TV at night and you wake up in the morning and you hop on your social media and you're on social media at lunch and you're on social media in the afternoon, then probably the answer is no. So you're adding it all up together. Do you watch and spend time on social media less than 2 hours every day? Number five, are you grateful? And when I say grateful, I mean not for the big stuff and not like, oh, thank you, God. It's more like running warm water coming out of the faucet on a cold night, and you go, oh, I'm so blessed. Thank you. Right? Or as I say, when I go to Starbucks now, because I still am no caffeine. I didn't go to Starbucks for 2 years. I now go to Starbucks and I can get a steamed almond milk, and I'm just so grateful. right? These little things. And if you've gone camping out in the pool, you know what I mean about running warm water or a salt bed or a pillow. You know, you come back and you just have this new, like you kiss your pillow. You're like, oh, I missed you. So do you feel that way? Or have you become numb to kind of what's around you, what you do have in your life? So that's number five. Number six, do you spend time with people who love you at least once a week? And we'll spend a little time talking about each of these and how they were crafted. But the gist of it is I'm trying to help you understand, A, do you know who loves you? Like, are you pretty clear of the people that love you? And then do you prioritize spending time with them? This especially is relevant to teenagers who don't spend enough time with their parents. Number seven, do you get out in nature and say hello to the sun for at least 30 minutes a day, five times a week? So could be something like, hey, you know what I do? I go out for a walk during lunch, or I actually sit outside when I get home and it's typically still sunny. Now, I know we're going into fall and winter months, and I know it's going to get harder and harder. But overall, do you get out in nature 30 minutes a day, five times a week? Number eight, are you loved? Do you feel love? And most importantly, do you love yourself? Now, no one's going to know the answers to this, so you've got to be truthful. This is the one where most people love. So that's why I have to say, no, be truthful now. Think carefully. Do you love yourself? Can you look in the mirror and say, I love you, and genuinely mean it? And do you feel that you're loved? Yes or no? Number nine, we're almost there, last two. Do you, during your day, take time out to just rest and breathe deeply several times a day? So again, do you take time out? Say, you know what, I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to sit here and stare at the birds or feed the birds, or I'm going to just sit here with my eyes closed and listen to some headspace meditation music, or I'm even going to deep breathe, right? Do you take little moments of rest during your day, or do you feel like you go all day with no breaks up until you crash in bed? So that's kind of what we're trying to understand. And number 10, the very last one, do your meals, and of course, you know, we can't talk about mental fitness without nutrition. So do your meals include at least 50% healthy fats, fresh fruits, and vegetables, ideally organic and in season? So do you eat at least 50% healthy fats? Now, I often get asked, well, what's a healthy fat? I don't know. Coconut was supposed to be a good healthy fat, and now they tell me coconut oil is terrible for you. I'm so confused. I feel you. Been there, done that. So for the purpose of today, because who knows what tomorrow is going to bring in terms of new research, but for today, we know avocados are great. Nuts are awesome, especially if you sprout them and roast them. Olive oil is fabulous. Olives are great. To my knowledge, ghee is wonderful. I eat a lot of ghee. So these are what I mean by good fats, right? Things that are going to feed your brain. So those are the 10 questions. Now, let's score them. So go ahead and take a quick second and figure out how many total yeses you got. So that's what you're trying to do. Out of the 10, how many total yeses did you say? If you got 80%, which means if you said yes to at least 80%, eight questions, you are a rock star. You are the boss. What that means is you are in charge of your emotions. You don't let anybody else determine how you feel. You know you're a creation of love. And you're strong enough to handle the crap that comes our way. You know, we live a life that's a roller coaster. Stuff is going to come our way. The question is, are we mentally strong enough to handle it or not? Well, if you answered yes to eight, you're strong enough to handle what's coming your way. All right, the next is the intern. If you said yes to 50% or up to 80%, right? So between five and eight yeses, you're doing great. That means you're an intern. You're doing great. However, just like an intern, you probably end up having moments of mental misery that you're not in control of. And so depending on the day, depending on how you slept, depending on what you ate, you are typically one bad decision away from feeling like crap. Don't believe me, keep a journal. Go to health bootcamps. We give you a free health journal. start a diary, and you can figure out if your mental crappiness on a particular day, whether it's irritability, anger, frustration, you're yelling at people for no reason, you're short with your kids, you want to leave your spouse, you know, whatever that is, or you're crying, you're miserable, you feel so bad, if that is linked to what, you know, did you sleep well, did you eat well, did you take a break, you will find a pattern. What did you eat? Did you eat a lot of miserable food? And then the last one, the janitor, if you answer 0 to 4, you can so feel better. You are probably familiar with feeling mentally out of control. You probably have lots of emotions that you are hopefully trying to get rid of. It could be, as I mentioned, irritability, anger, anxiety. Anxiety is one of the biggest issues we're facing today as a nation. Depression, anxiety, negative self-talk. And you could be one of those people that takes a lot of pills. Maybe you're taking sleeping pills, weight loss pills, other pills. So you can easily switch from being an intern to being a boss with a pretty simple set of things that we can talk about. So, Dr. Huber, how did you do?
I got 9. I have a problem with that sleep thing.
Oh, but that's awesome. So you are a mental rock star.
I don't think I could survive if I wasn't.
Well, sleep is a good one. You know, I had issues with sleep, and I will tell you something as simple as magnesium, the right kind of magnesium, either sprayed under the tongue, applied. Oh, wow. It just puts me down. There's something else I take called Tranquil Mind. Sometimes when I've had a really busy day, Tranquil Mind, Banyan Botanicals, Organic will get me going. Just I'll sleep through the night. Vitamin D is wonderful. There's little remedies, you know, not putting on your cell phone, not looking at social media at night, turning off technology. There's a lot of wonderful ways that you can get sleep as well. Now, not everyone needs 7 hours. That's the other thing. Some people like, you know, they do great on 6. That's fine, too.
I want like 10, but I don't get 5 or 6 every night. That's about it. So, and what I do is I get in a hot tub and I soak in the hot tub for 20 minutes and then I crawl into bed and I'm out.
Ooh, what a beautiful way to get your body ready for bed. I'm feeling sleepy just listening to you talking about bathtub. Epsom salts, right? Do you throw in some Epsom salts in there?
Sometimes on occasion, but the hot tub I use does not use chlorine. It uses silver and copper ions and ozone too. So it's fresh water, and I can literally towel off, and I don't have any of the smells. And occasionally we'll throw in some Epsom salt, maybe some eucalyptus oil, something like that.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, just that's all you need. That's all the body needs just to decompress and get to the right level of vibrations again and have a good restorative sleep. Absolutely.
Now, I'm assuming that you weren't doing all these things when you were having the 28 autoimmune symptoms. My question to you is, as you started doing these things, at what point, you know, when you got to that 5 or 6 out of these things, did you start seeing your body, your mind, and everything improve?
Absolutely. So that's a really great question. You know, the reason I wrote the health journal was because there was so much going on, I couldn't figure out whether I was coming or going. And I was reacting to breathing. Like I had, later on I found out it's called histamine intolerance, which of course comes from a really poor gut dysbiosis. But at the time, I was freaking out because I would run a little and I would break out in hives. And it just made no sense to me. No matter what I ate, if I drank too hot water, I would break out in rashes. And so with the health journal, I decided to kind of redo my entire schedule. I took off. I didn't work for 2 years. And what I did was literally every single one of them and more, I started my day with meditation. I didn't talk about that in this, but the first thing I would do in the morning is I did this little chant, which was, I'm not the body, I'm not the mind, I'm not the body, I'm not the mind. And it was to calm myself because if I didn't say that, I thought I was going to hyperventilate all day long with all my symptoms. So I had to separate myself and say, I'm not the body, I'm not the mind, they're separate from me, I'm whole, I'm perfect, I'm healthy. Then I could get through the day and disassociate myself, my symptoms, and then be very clinical about what was happening to me. And then use a journal to be even more clinical because I knew my mind wasn't functioning because I couldn't remember squats. Like, I had the biggest brain fog.
Rena, unfortunately, I'm running out of time. I have another meeting scheduled, and I need to stop at this point. But I'm glad you got to come on. And can you give my listeners where they can find your website, and if you have any other access that you want them to have of you, would you give that out to them, please?
Absolutely. So the website is healthbootcamps.com, and that's bootcamps with an S at the end, plural, healthbootcamps.com. And Dr. Huber, we are giving away a free health journal as well as a joy calendar and access to health book master classes. So if you've ever wanted to read a New York Times best-selling health book, we've got a free masterclass with the author.
Awesome.
That we're giving away. And, of course, anyone who wants to take the quiz again, please just check out Health Bootcamp's blog, and you can take the quiz and you can share it with your friends. We also in the quiz explain each of the 10 points and how to get each of those remedied out. So there's a lot more information. Please share. Getting to joy is easy, and I hope each and every one of your listeners are going to get a chance to get to the same place of joy that I've reached. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for being on, and that concludes our interview today. And I want to remind everybody to keep following us at the Mental Health News Radio Network, and remember that life is what happens while we're making plans. Buckle up.
Thanks for listening to Mainstream Mental Health Radio with your host, Dr. John Huber. Check us out on social media, Google+, Mainstream Mental Health, Instagram at Mainstream Mental Health, Twitter at Mainstream MENTL, and search for Mainstream Mental Health on Facebook. Please tune in every week to Mainstream Mental Health Radio with your host, Dr. John Huber.